is an incredible schus to be together, to learn together, to grow together. Especially such a halig time in the year. Sarah Shmei Tshuva. No more important time to just be Meiser Nefesh for Torah. To show the Rabbeinu Shalom who we really are, who we really want to be. Before we begin, all the Torah, all the Chizik, all the Cyrus is being sponsored, first of all, by the Kasdan family. Le'ila Nishmas, Kobe's grandfather, Avram ben Yitzchak. Zichus Adakash Vracha. His Yortzeit will be Bez Hashem on Erev Yom Kippur. And Mirz Hashem, be big schuss for his neshama. Bez Hashem, he should be a Melech Yosha for your beautiful family. And be Zoicha to be dancing together with him with Mishiach Kainim and Meir Bimino.
Amen.
We also continue to learn, it's being sponsored anonymously, also continue to learn for the Fush Lema of Eliezer Afal ben Sarasima. Hopefully he's in all of our tefillahs. I know he was very much in my tefillahs throughout Rosh Hashanah. And as we said last week, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashinoi, the beginning of Shinoi, and Bezat Hashem of Mazel for Pesach Tovas, for Refuos and Yeshuos, for Eliezer Afal ben Sarasima, Bezat Hashem Isbarach.
Amen.
You know, Rosh Hashanah, on some level, we know as Rosh Hashanah was a few days ago, was celebration of the creation of the world, right? Rosh Hashanah itself was a Yom Haras Olam, was a day of creation of man, the culmination of Bria Olam. If you go back to the beginning of Bria Olam, day one, which we know as Chaf Hayel, just a few days ago, beginning of creation, what happened the first day of creation? It's very important to think about that first day of creation, because that first day of creation, everything else was founded upon, everything else was built upon. The first day of creation was where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a world which was so v'choshech al pnei zom, was darkness, was desolate. V'yomer Elokim yehi or v'yehi or. The first creation was or, was light. In contrast to choshech that was here, seemingly naturally, so the world was, an or was created. And we all know from the Medrash and from the Zohar and from so many different sources that we've learned, the choshech is not just physical darkness. Choshech represents chait. Choshech represents tuma. Choshech represents, the Medrash says in Bereshis Rabbah, the ma'isim of Rishayim, Rishayim themselves. It's all choshech. It's a world of darkness. Or is obviously the opposite of that. Or is everything that's good in the world. Or is kedusha. Or is ruchnius. Or tzaddikim or ma'isim shel tzaddikim. That or we know is or hagonas. Pashup Shad, it's Rashi. Light that we, physical light comes later from the moon, from the sun. The moon is a reflection of the sun. That light was the Or HaGanuz, was a very spiritual light. In contrast to the Choshech, which was a lack of Ruchnius, Taiva. These two were separate in a certain sense, and these two till today on some level are separate. And from the beginning of time, we're taught we have to choose. We have to choose between Or and Choshech, between light and darkness, between Bein Tov L'Ra. And we have these choices every single day. What's going to be? What's our Derech going to be? Am I going to choose U'Becharta B'Chayim and Toiv and Or, a life of Torah, a life of Mitzvot, even when we are confronted with the challenges of life, the Nisyonos of life, which we all have on our level. Maybe everybody on different levels, but on our level. Or choshech, and we have times, Baruch Hashem, that are full of or. And lo aleinu, God forbid, there are times, ein tzadik bar shel yechta, where we feel choshech in our life. And hopefully that's very minimal. But this is an amazing idea, this is an amazing medrash. You see, that's generally. So generally there are times, and there are people whose lives are full of choshech and very little or. People's lives are full of or and very little choshech. But you know, that day ends, vayera vayvoker yom echad. Vayerev vayvoker yom echad. It was evening, it was morning. Erev representing choshech, confusion, darkness. Boker is or, is light, is all the ruchnius and Torah and kedusha that we're talking about. Vayerev vayvoker, you have both. Yom echad. So what's yom echad? If you look, the Gemara Megillah, Tav Chav Ches, talks about the pasuk es akeves echad. That's a baboker, right? Es akeves echad. If you look there, echad is not just one. It's not just translated one. It's one that's miyuchad. But Gemara there in Megillah says it's miyuchad shevedro. It's the most special keves, the most special lamb of its entire flock. Echad is miyuchad. It's not just one. It's special. It's incredible. It's the one. Ha-echad. It's the one, it's the most chashiv, the most spitz lamb you could find. So Zotu here, the Medrash says, Vayevrak yom echad. Echad doesn't just mean day one. It could have been yom rishon. By the way, if you think about it, every other day, it's yom sheni, yom shlishi, yom revi. It should be yom rishon. What's echad? Echad is not just the first. Echad is something special. Echad is kodesh kedoshim. You know what the Merame is to the Medrash says? Medrash Bereish Rabbah says, Yom Echad is Yom Kippur. The Yom Echad is Merames is Yom Kippur. But that wasn't Yom Kippur. That was Chaf El. What does that mean exactly? This is Yom Kippur. It's not. It wasn't Yom Kippur. Why are we alluding to Yom Kippur? And there the Medrash is telling us already that the, in a certain sense, the most special day of the year is Yom Kippur. Right, think about it. What's the Masechta that we call Yom Kippur? Right, all the holidays have different Masechtas. Right, well, most of them. Okay, Hanukkah we know is found in Shabbos. That's for another time. But Purim has Megillah, and Sukkot has Sukkah. Hashanah has Rosh Hashanah. Pesach has Pesachim. Right, Shavuos is not Shavuos, but that's okay. Lamaisa, Shavuos is called Atar Kula. It's Matan Torah. It's, you know, but so where do we have? What do you have? What's the Masechta of Yom Kippur? Chaver, what's it called?
Yuma,
the day. Right, Yuma, the day. Ha'echad, the day. But why? What's that have to do with the first day of creation? Why we've been memramis to it here? That Yom Echad, the most special day of the year, is Yom Kippur. You know why? V'erev Avoker Yom Echad. Because all year long we struggle and people struggle and you're pulled between good and bad, between light and darkness. Yom Echad means V'erev Avoker. Whether you're generally choshech, generally or whatever, on this day it's all our. On the V'erev Avoker, whether you're or whether you're Erev Avoker. Yom Echad. On this day, it's all one. On this day, both Erev and Boker is Yom. By Erev and Boker, Yom Echad. It's one. It's all Yom. It's all Boker. It's all Ar. It's all Kedusha. And even those of us that all year long might struggle, and all along we have taivas and we're pulled and we don't have the proper kavanas, suddenly this one day, I'm lifted up to a place that I find myself that for the rest of the year, it's very hard to find myself in that place. And that alone is so uplifting and so special. We're about to enter into that time, that place, that incredible. It's why every single year, sadly, the last 2 years I wasn't able, I'm so excited to finally be zoicher to go back there to Yisrael, to Shalayim Er Kodesh for Yom Kippur. It's crazy. There were years that I used to go and get in Erev Yom Kippur literally a few hours before Yom Kippur and leave Matzah Yom Kippur. For many years I did it that day. Until 1 year. So how would I do that? I'd leave on like a 6 p.m. flight that gets in like 11 a.m. So Yom Kippur's not till 6:30. It's plenty of time. It's all good. I used to do that for many years because I didn't want to miss yeshiva. I didn't want to miss shir at all. And I would be able to do it that way. I'd be in shir and then leave in that afternoon, get in Erev Yom Kippur, leave Matzah Yom Kippur. And 1 year, a plane, it's supposed to be a 6 p.m. flight. There's a crazy rain over here. Not as crazy as by you, Eitan, but Baruch Hashem, the rain's brought you, so we have this list to have you here, which is incredible. A lot of chizik. We should be safe there, Bez Hashem. So 1 year, we don't take off till 9 p.m. So do the math. 9 p.m., you're already, generally you'd get in around 11, you're getting in almost close to 2. Okay, Baruch Hashem, that's still enough time to, wasn't scared, like, you know, have no luggage quickly, you go to, you get to Yerushalayim in an hour less, and I'm good to go. Whatever. So I have Suda Maseka, so Baruch Hashem. Won't be able to sit as many hours to do achana. Okay, no big deal. But what happens? We're in there. It was a Delta flight. And the stewardess comes over to us and says, I just want you to know, we might have to go instead of Eretz Yisrael or Israel, whatever she called it, we might have to go to Jordan. Hmm. I'm like, yeah, what are you talking about? No, well, see, in Eretz Yisrael, the Gantz country holds Yom Kippur. It's amazing. Like, even Freya Yidden, even Yidden who are not yet seeing the aura of Shabbos and Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, across the board, like Yom Kippur is kept on some level. It's amazing. It's beautiful. Yerushalayim, you go, they turn off the traffic lights. Like, it's just like yellow blinking. You don't have, because there's no cars on the street. It's incredible. I remember years and years ago, one year I was in a hotel. But if it goes back years, someone brought me for Yom Kippur, and I was in a hotel. And so Matzah Yom Kippur, I get back to the hotel. And I was with another, a Talmud of mine was staying with me over there. And he turns on the TV. I don't know, he wants to see some sports scores or Chvesnish, whatever it was. He turns on the TV, and it's all like, you know, like the snow. There's nothing. And it goes through the channel, nothing. Why? There's no TV, and it still didn't go back on yet. Because all TV is shut down on Yom Kippur, because everyone's holding Yom Kippur. And so the airport also closes on Erev Yom Kippur. And they told us it closes at 1:30, so that people could go home and prepare for Yom Kippur. One day a year, the airport closes down. So then we're not sure if we're going to make it in time, so we might have to go to Jordan for Yom Kippur. Now, Baruch Hashem, I don't have some crazy story. We ended up getting there in time. I mean, it was crazy. I remember rushing and getting, but Baruch Hashem, everything worked out. Ever since then, I said, I don't go anymore Erev Yom Kippur. I go one day earlier. I'm not playing. I got to be there. So ever since then, things changed. It's crazy. What am I going for one day? Because it's Yom Echad. It's the most special day, and the whole year is dependent on it. And the light that we can feel on this day, the aura of this day, no matter what all year long, we struggle between Erev and Boker, we struggle between Ar and Choshech, on this day it's all Ar. We have to feel that, we have to know that. It's incredible, by the way. If you take the Gematria, Vayar Elokim S.R. Kitov, Vayar Elokim S.R. Kitov is Gematria 963, exactly the Miloy, right? We know what Miloy is here already, right? If you take every letter and you enunciate it, it has a few letters, right? Aleph is Aleph Lama Pei, Ches is Ches Yud Tav, Dalet is Dalet Lama Tav. So if you take all those letters, which is the depth of all the letters of Echad, Aleph Lama Pei, Ches Yud Tav, Dalet Lama Tav, is exactly Gematria 963, exactly Vayar Lokim Esar Kitov. This is the Or of the Tzkitov, this is the Or Aganas, this is the Raza de Echad that we say, those of us who daven Sukhsard. The Raza de Echad. The Raz of the Echad is Yom Kippur, this day of light, this day that we're all about to enter into. Now, it's just incredible. Incredible. We have to be excited for this. We have to realize what that is. Question is what we do with that and how we can keep that maybe a little bit more than we have in the past. But even just to go through that is so uplifting, is so much full, so tcheiros, such freedom. I'm just so excited. It's like, you can't wait. Just to be Zoche, that's why it is it. We know one man damer that itzum al shom, just Yom Kippur itself is machapir. We don't paskin this way, but you think mamish, the day itself is just cleansing, uplifting, purifying. That light. This is what we're all about to go through. But we'll take it a step further, based on the marsha that I saw. I'm going to believe this is a marsha. I'm going to read you this. You're going to think this is. You're going to think that I'm reading you some sifrei kabbalah or sifrei chassidus. I'm just going to show you here. Talmud Bavli. Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaSukkah. So you don't think, okay? And you can see it looks at them. The Marsha, okay? Marsha is commenting on the opening words of Mesechtas Yuma. The opening words of Mesechtas Yuma, what does it tell us? First Mishnah in Yuma. Shivas Yamim Koidim Yom Kippurim Afrishin Koin Gadol Mibeso. 7 days before Yom Kippur, we take the Koin Gadol. We separate him to start preparing him for Yom Kippur. Right? Sure, we've learned Mishnah Yuma. So listen to the words of the Marsha, the Chidush HaGadol. Mamish, incredible. You ready, Chaver? You're going to have to take this Marsha and photocopy it and have it with you and teach it to everybody you see over the next few days to prepare for Yom Kippur. Mesechta zu nikras Yuma. Al shem shi Yom Kippurim hu Yom Echad Kadosh Bishana. It's one day that's the most holy day of the year. Holiest of the year. Umaschilas b'lashon shivas yamim. And the Masechta starts with these 7 days. 7 days of separation. Al shem ha-kedusha. To tell us and teach us about the holiness of Yom Kippur. Ki hazayin kodosh. Bekamim makomos. Because we know seven is kodosh. Shabbos kodosh is day seven. V'kedushas yom hazeh begeder hazayin ki kedushas yom ha-shabbos. This day has a kedusha like Shabbos. Like Shabbos is the seventh day, so too Yom Kippur. V'yom HaKippur nikra Shabbos Shabbosun, k'mo HaShabbos. We know Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosun. You see in Parshas Emor. Hello, Moshe Elias. Do me a favor. Get me any Vayikra. Bring me Vayikra. We have to see it. And just go, you'll find in the next room, in the living room, in the room after, any Vayikra. So this is
Shabbos Habasim. Masha Enkein Shar Yom Tov. Other Yom Tovim Shal Nikarak Shabbosim. Not Shabbos Habasim. You rest, but it's not Shabbos. Benesh Zesh Nasalan Hashem Yisbarach Yom Tov Shisha. Don't worry, we'll get it in a second. You got it, you got it. Shkoyach, thank you. Chav Gimel. Perach Chav Gimel. Get ready, bro. Yeah, it's good. No, it's good. So he says that on Yom Tov there are 6 days Yom Tov the whole year, meaning not including Chol HaMoed. Midoraisa, like in Eretz Yisrael. Dainu Rosh Hashanah Yom Echad. Yom Hashanah, even though we celebrate 2 days, it's called a Yom Arechdut, one long day. That's the suffix of Shechianu, right? So that's one. Vishnei Yomim Sukkos, first and last day of Sukkos, first day in Shmini Atzeres, so that's three. Vishnei Yomim Pesach, first and last day of Pesach, that's five. V'yom Echad Shavuos, and one day of Shavuos. We're talking Emes, like Eretz Yisrael, Dick. Shem Ksas B'dim Yonam Echol. Those 6 days of Yom Tov are like the Chol. Shemutter B'amalachas Ochel Nefesh. Why are they like Chol on some level, compared to, let's say, Shabbos? You're allowed to cook on them. Basically, we cooked on Rosh Hashanah. Your mothers or your wives, we cooked on Rosh Hashanah. Could have. V'nasal on Yom Tov, Yom Zayin. And Hashem gave us a Yom Tov on the 7th. Yom HaKippurim. The 7th Yom Tov is Yom Kippur. Shu B'dimyon Kedusha Shabbos, which is similar to Shabbos, She'asur B'chol Malacha. All Malacha is Asur on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to cook on Yom Kippur. It's like Shabbos. Kamosha Shabbos, Dugmas Olam Haba, Kain Hu, and just like Shabbos we know is Me'en Olam Haba, so too is Yom Kippur, Kain Hu, Yom HaKippurim, V'yozim Enu, Yom Kippur, Ein Bo Lo Achila Vo Shtia, Dugmas Olam Haba, and that's one of the, we don't eat, we don't drink, we're Olam Haba Dik, we're Malachim Dik. V'gam Hu Yom Echad, She'en Koach B'Satan L'Katrig, and on that day the Satan can't be M'Katrig, can't fight against us. Because of Ha-Satan, Gematra, Shin, Samach, Dalet. Because Ha-Satan is a Masha. He's quoting, we know, famous Chazal. That Ha-Satan is Gematra 364. There's 365 days in the year. V'zeo kamo, why? So one day, it doesn't rule over. Yom Kippur. V'zeo kamo olam haba, she'en bo Satan. It's like in the olam haba, where there's no Satan. Like, Zman Mashiach, Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis, Satan's going to be shechted. Listen to what Masha says Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the Shabbos of all Yom Tov. You know what Shabbos is? You know what Yom Tov is? Yom Tov is so holy. Yom Tov is such a R. We all look forward. How much do we love Yom Tov? We didn't love Rosh Hashanah. We loved Rosh Hashanah. It was so beautiful. The tefillos were so uplifting. The whole day, the Suda's, everything. Sukkot, we're not so excited to sit in Seil Demnus of our Sukkah. Pesach, to sit by Lel Seder with the Matzah and the Al Kaisas and Mamish Sipri Sisraim. And all that is Chol compared to the Shabbos of Yom Kippur. There's 6 of those days. Comes Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbos. That's what we're about to enter into. That's what the Mashal says. The Vilna Gaon says. That's Pshad in Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor is the Parsh of the Moedim. And you go through, it talks about Eilu Moedei, Vadaber Shem Moshe Lemer, Dabrin Yisrael, B'marit Elam, Moedei Hashem, Asher Tekru, Osam Mikre Kodesh, Eilu Hei Moedei. These are the Moedim. And you know what the first thing it says when it introduces, these are the Yom Tovim? What does it say? What are the next word? Sheishes yamim teasem lachov yom hashvi shabbos shabbos mikra kodesh kum lachlo sasu shabbos ulashem. These are the yom tovim, and by the way, Shabbos. And then it starts going into each one at a time. You read through all the yom tovim. What's Shabbos doing here? And by the way, fast forward to the end of the parak. Elamadesh in pasuk lamadai and elamadesh hashem shetugros mikra kodesh. These are the days of Yom Tov. Milvad Shabbos is Hashem, besides for Shabbos. But wait. You did mention Shabbos. What do you mean Milvad Shabbos? You mentioned Shabbos. Why is it Milvad? You know what the Vilna Gaon says? When it mentions Shabbos at the beginning, it's part of the Parsha of Moed. Meaning what? It's not Shabbos, what we call Shabbos. And it calls it what? Shabbos, Shabboson. What's called Shabbos, Shabboson? Yom Kippur. And why is it different? All these Yom Tovim, what? All these Yom Tovim, you're allowed to do malacha. You're allowed to do ochel nefesh. So there's one day, sheishes yomim te'asem malacha. 6 days of Yom Tov, you could do malacha. You could cook. Uviyom hashvi on the 7th, which is Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shabbosom mikra kodesh kum malacha lo sasu Shabbos shul Hashem. It's Yom Kippur. Oh, it's such a beautiful read. Kodesh kedoshim from the Hilchos Vilna Gaon. We're about to enter into the Shabbos of the whole year. The Shabbos of... Imagine, we look forward every week. Are we not so excited for tomorrow night? We're so excited for tomorrow night. We're so excited for Shabbos. We love Shabbos. This week, okay, Baruch Hashem, we had 2 days Rosh Hashanah in it. Remember a regular week where there's nothing in it? How much by this point we're aching for Shabbos? To sit by a Shabbos suit, to be in a Kabbalah Shabbos, how much we're aching for that? It's incredible, right? So imagine what the Shabbos of Yontav is. When you have already 6 days that it's called on some level compared to Yom Kippur Chol, you know what Yom Kippur, you know the aura of Yom Kippur? It's the Echad, Yom Echad. It's Vayar Lekimus Ar Ki Tov. It's the Ar HaGonaz on the highest level that we're about to all live through. Mamish Koyich. We realize what we're about to walk into. You know, Minogiz, I saw this was incredible. You ready, Chavr? A lot of this Torah I saw from Rav Simon. Baruch Hashem came out with a beautiful Sefer in Yom Kippur. I have to thank Rabbi Amori, Baruch Simon Shlita. He brought down there from the Eretz Tzvi, the Kajik lover. This is an incredible idea. Minogiz, those of us that are married know this, that we, Lel Yom Kippur, we wear a talis. No other night you wear a talis in shul. Some, we once spoke about it here. Some have a minhag to wear a talis by Kabbal Shabbos, Friday night. Some chassidim do that. Maybe you've seen some people. But in general, I once gave a shir a while ago about the connection between Shabbos and tzitzis. I don't know if I remember. But anyways, Lamaisa. Well, that wasn't, no, that wasn't here. The chever, I don't know if anyone listened. That was in the summer, in Camp Aspire. We gave that Parsha Shlach. We spoke about that. Maybe some listen to it. Lamaisa, one night a year, Gantz Klal Yisrael, we're wearing a talis. Why are we wearing a talis? What's Peshat wearing a talis? Well, you ever think about it? Why do we wear a talis? So we wear a kittel, like a malach, and we're kodesh, and okay, but why at night we wear a talis? I thought tzitzis is, nighttime is pater from tzitzis. Whether it's big day, Lila, whether it's nighttime, whatever, that's all. We're not going to get into that right now, but Lamaisa, why are we suddenly wearing a talis at night? So Kajik Lov, the Eretz Tzvi says, there's a Zohar, famous Zohar, maybe some of you recall seeing this Zohar at Pesach time, that Lel Seder is mamish, it's like there's a light that's so strong, it's like the middle of the day of Thomas. That's what the Zohar says. It's mamish, it's so light, it's so bright, it's so, which is obviously a spiritual light. So the Eretz Tzvi says, if Lel Pesach is such a tremendous light, the Zohar says, Kal v'choymer, and Pesach, we know, we just said, is choyl compared to Yom Kippur. Lel Yom Kippur must have a light that's enodome, it's got to be Kal v'choymer. So the light is so strong, and to show that it's kilu, it's kiyom, because the Lashon of Zohar, it's kiyom, the tzkupa, the tamas, so it shows like day, and it's so light, so it's daytime, it's chayim and tzitzis, so we wear a talis. Mina gets to wear a talis, Lel Yom Kippur, to show it's kiilu yom. Yoyim Echad. Incredible idea from there, Tzvi. Something to think about, it. Those of us who wear talis, even not, if you see your fathers or others wearing talisim, you think about what it is. You think about the light of Yom Kippur. The light that we're all about to walk into. Wherever we're going to be. And I know, you know what's looking around, some of you last year in yeshiva and had yeshiva davenings, these beautiful davenings, and maybe now you're with your mishpachas, and maybe it's not the davening that you... we're very excited about, and not as some of you are in beautiful places, but some are not as much singing as you'd like, and not as much, and the tefillah balachash and the shul, you might go a little bit quickly. Close your eyes, you're with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. I'll tell you something, it's the same Yom Kippur. It's the same Yom Kippur. It's the same light that we're talking about wherever you are. And it's your tefillahs. It's your tefillahs. And it's your Kesher Takash Baruch Hu. And it's your Yom Kippur. And it's your Yom Echad that you're going to experience and you're going to be uplifted by. You know, we mentioned a few weeks ago, the Rabbi Rayatz, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchok Schneerson, who was buried together with his son-in-law, Rabbi Nachum Mendel, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik HaShvarach, a lot of us were together this past Matzah Shabbos saying, Slichus there. He was buried just a few minutes away. So he asked the Rabbi Rashab, he asked him once on Matzah Yom Kippur, he said to him, what's the Avodah of Matzah Yom Kippur? What's the Avodah of Matzah Yom Kippur? So Rabbi Shab says, now it's time to do tshuva. Now it's time, we spoke about this a few weeks ago, but now it's time to do tshuva. What does that mean? Matzah Yom Kippur, it's like, Matzah Yom Kippur is just a relief. Okay, wow. And it's a beautiful feeling of, you know, but you put in so much effort, especially tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, you put in tefillahs of Yom Kippur, like,
All right. Let me be a little bit. Now I can just bask and enjoy the purity, that which is an awesome feeling. But like, now is time to do tshuva? But now we understand. If you really understand the Kedusha of Yom Kippur and what we're about to go through, this incredible, uplifting day of light, so how can you not then take that and go with it? And no better time now to do tshuva. And tshuva, I'm not talking about repentance of looking and analyzing every aspect of our life the way we do leading up to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Just returning to Hashem in a deeper way. Because we're constantly returning to Hashem and realizing I have to be closer and closer and closer to Hashem in everything that I do. And uplifting my life in everything that I do. And that's what Yom Kippur could be for each and every one of us. Of course, this is the day of tshuva and al chetz and tefillah and hopefully that will give us bracha for the whole year. You know, the Zohar says the beautiful word, kol birchin de'layla v'tata. All the blessings of upper realm and lower level, b'yoyim eshvi italia, are dependent on Shabbos. How much more so they're dependent on Yom Shvi, on the Shabbos of all the Yom Tov and the Shabbos Shabbason of the year. To go through this Or. But what should my takeaway then be? Meaning, yeah, so if the Rebbe Rashab was saying, after I go through this Or, then I have to do tshuva. So yes, I have to return, I have to feel that, but Lemaisa, so it's beautiful, this is beautiful, it's great, it's exciting, and all this Torah gets me pumped for Yom Kippur in a beautiful way, what I'm going to experience, but then what? So I could be like that on one day, and then I'm not going to feel that after that. Like, so, and I believe it's real, and that's MS, but one day a year. So one day a year, the Satan's not fighting me. And what about the 364 other days? What's going to be? So what could I take away with me? I want to talk about one yesod. I've been thinking about a lot ever since my trip there. It's wrong. We mentioned this once before, but we'll get there. You know, we know one of the famous halachas of Yom Kippur is that we don't wear shoes. Okay, we don't wear leather shoes. That's a symbolism of not wearing shoes. And there are a lot of ways to understand that. I always understood that in the way that I was explained, and I've learned that the ground has a klal on it from the chait of Adam. Yom Kippur, we're trying to get back Adam Rishon Koidim l'chait. We're trying to get back all tikkun, all kedusha. So the reason we generally wear shoes is that we have to separate our feet from the ground because the ground is cursed from the chait of Adam, which Adam and Adama. So now one day, suddenly I don't have to separate anymore. It's just like when we're in the base of Migdash and we didn't wear shoes because it's Kodesh Kedashim and that ground is full of Kedusha. That's the way I always understood it. But I saw this year from Rabbi Yohanan Sinaipshitz, Rav Simon brought this down as well, an incredible yesod that I've never seen before. Why we don't wear shoes, or why, again, we don't wear leather shoes, which is a symbolism of not wearing shoes. Those were the shoes that were comfortable at the time. Our shoes that we wear, Erkilu, we're not wearing shoes. What's the idea? So Rishayin Sinaibshit says this idea, and he didn't explain how he gets it, so I'll explain it in the way that I understand it. But he says, all the koyach of taiva that we have, which is our biggest downfall, our temptations towards physicality, towards all the taivas of the world, all the things that pull us away from... Listen, I look around, everybody here, sitting here already has Baruch Hashem come to the understanding that Torah is MS, and Yiddishkeit is MS, and Avodah Hashem is MS, and Yerushalayim is MS, and that the most special thing in the world, and the most simcha. Yet, we're not perfect, ain't I? And nobody's perfect. And we fall at times in all different ways, and a big part of that are our taivas that at times get the best of us. And Rionis and Eibschitz explains that the koyach of taiva is found in our heels, in our akev. And when you wear shoes, listen to how he says it. It's a deep idea, but we have to believe. When you wear shoes, what you're doing is keeping the taiva warm and inside you, that then can spread through the rest of the body and have an effect on having taiva in your life. And by removing your shoes is a symbolism, he explains, of being makarer, like cooling off, taking off the heat of the heel, and keeping that heel cool, where there's going to be therefore less taiva, and you'll be less of a bali taiva. That's what he explains, and that's the symbolism of not wearing shoes. It's removing taiva, temptation, materialism from one's life. That's the symbolism. That's what we're supposed to be thinking about. Which makes so much sense when it comes to Yom Kippur, because all of Yom Kippur we do that. We're not allowed to eat, we're not allowed to drink, we're not allowed to bathe. We take ourselves to the highest level of removing all taiva. But that's not wearing shoes. And he explained, we see that throughout the Torah. It's incredible. Moshe Rabbeinu, the first time God speaks to him, the opening words from Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu. Imagine, this is Moshe Rabbeinu, our greatest leader throughout history. The one who brought us the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu. What are the first words? Because they have to be profound. They have to be very profound. They have to be very important words. They have to be words that should be etched on all of our hearts. What does that Kodesh Baruch Hu say? To Al Tikrav Alom, don't come any closer. Shalom Alecha Me'Araglecha. Ki Amokam Asher Tarom Et Shamad Mas Kodesh. Take your shoes off, Moses, because where you're standing is holy ground. Of the first things that is told to Moshe Rabbeinu is take off your shoes. If you want to feel Kedush and you want to not fall prey to fall into the taivas of the world, take off your shoes. Somehow taking off your shoes is a symbolism of removing taiva. He says as well, that's the whole mitzvah of chalitza. Chalitza is a man who has taiva for all different other nashim when he should be marrying this woman. Take your shoes off. Remove taiva. So when we take off our shoes, it's removed. Why is that, by the way? The way I understand it, I didn't see this in the Sefer, I don't know exactly. Obviously, there could be very deep Kabbalah in this, but I'll tell you the way I understood it. When something's close to a source of Kedusha, to it keeps it holy, when you're farther from that source of Kedusha, so you fall and you could be in a state of Toma and Taiva, right? So for example, the Baal Shem Tov brings down, we've mentioned this before, that Aleph, the world was created, obviously, by Dibor, Asara Mamaros. Those Mamaros are with the Osios, Aleph Beis. The first letter that was created is Aleph. So Aleph is the most Kaddish letter, because Aleph is the closest letter, the most seminal point of creation, closest to God. Which makes Tav the letter that has the most Tum in a certain sense, because that's farthest from the Aleph, right? Again, obviously that's a deep idea. We've spoken about that before. So too, if we understand in our body, what's the Kedusha, where's the Kedusha found in our body? Perhaps it's two places, but it's our Moach and our Lev. Right? It's our Neshama, but that's connected to the Moach and the Lev. In our mind and our heart. Where's the farthest place from the mind and the heart? The Akev, the heel. By Akev Tishmun, even the mitzvahs that are Dash Be Akev. So the heel represents the place on us, which is most physical. It's most physical. That's why the heel has the least feeling. You could mamish hit the heel. That's the least agashas halev. The least feeling. It's all physicality. It's all gashmi. It's all taiva. That's the akev. So I want to remove the heel, as if to say, let the heel be less warm and less comforted and less ability to keep in it that taiva. And that's the symbolism. And therefore that's our avoida maybe. This is one avoid to think about, and that's all of Yom Kippur. All of Yom Kippur, and nobody, by the way, it's amazing. You think about it, Baruch Hashem, it's an incredible. We're in Yom Kippur, you really, it's a fast day, it's a long fast day. You get hungry, you get thirsty, mamish, you don't get hungry, you don't get thirsty. You're mamish so just enthralled with the Rabbonu Shalom. You don't think about that you haven't showered, you don't think about that you haven't eaten, you don't drink, you don't put on the chves, all the gashmis of the world. Taiva is out the window, well, the Yetzirah is not there, you can feel it, you know it. But maybe that's what we need to take with us. We need to be mechazik ourselves within the world of taiva to distance ourselves more, to break the desire of temptation and the temptations of gashmias, of materialism. Yes, of course, it's okay to enjoy the world, and we want to enjoy the world, but to a degree, and not to have to always be running after the physical pleasures of the world. And recognize where it's my downfall and that I have to put up the proper gedarim, whether it be in my phone, whether it be in other areas, that I have to be very, very, very strong so that I could be a Yom Kippur Dekiyir. You know, the Baal Tanya explains that our ability to break gashmias and break taiva is synonymous with our ability to connect to ruchnias and connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's in the Igros Kodesh, Chavav. He says, "V'heim mityashim kochel b'shviras ha'tayvus." Those people that are able to go and weaken and break taivas. Viskaf veisir krachor, you push off this drachra. And those are the people that are shemechadshin megalim talumos achachma sheyekvushim begol arata. You could reveal through that the deepest wisdom that's hidden in the Torah. You want to connect deeply to Torah, deeply to Ruchnias, deeply to Pnimias Torah. It's through breaking taiva. And it makes so much sense. You give into taiva, I'm about taiva, and then my high and my excitement comes from the physicality. But when I break that, I'm able to appreciate the beauty in Torah in a different light. The beauty in Ruchnias in a different light. We create such need for physicality. I think I mentioned this already, but I think about it nonstop since I was there. When I had the schus this past summer to be with the family in Eretz Yisrael, and we visited the Ramon crater, which I've spoken about a few times already over the last few weeks, in all different lights. But one of the things I mentioned this already here, I don't know if it was a woman's share here, but one of the things I was so amazed by were the animals that we saw. We saw these animals, you see antelope, and you see wolves, and you see other animals. It's the middle of the desert, in a land that has had the least rain in like the whole world that year. I think they get 1 inch a year. You know, in like 5 seconds in Florida, there was more rain than the Ramon crater has had in the history of the world. Like literally. It's the most desolate area you've ever seen. There's mamish, there's zero, there's nothing there. And there's no source of nutrition. There's no water anywhere. There's no greenery. There's no fruits, vegetables, nothing. Zero. Yet there are animals living there. And I remember I turned to our tour guide, Eyal, especially Israeli, and I said, I don't understand. How do these animals live? And he just looked up. It's a miracle. Meaning, it doesn't make sense. They there's no sustenance for them. Now clearly, okay, there might be a minute amount that they're able to find in ways, but that means if they live on anything, it's on the smallest amount possible. Like the most pas bemelech, you know what I'm saying? Like the smallest amount. And they're able to live and survive. And we, my mamish, if I don't have like a doma steak every week, like a mamish, you know, oh man, it was a tough week, you know, it was a difficult week. Imagine how we have the most elaborate sudas every single daily. It's like, mamish, I need to go, it's like, I'll rough it, I'll go to Gray's for a lunch special, you know, and pound wings, and my friend will get a pulled beef, and we'll split it, and we'll, you know, and like, that's normal, like, not just normal, it's like, yeah, that's, it's we live on gashmias, and then when it's gashmias in food, it's gashmias in all areas, like the clothing that we have, and the cars that we have, and I'm not chas v'shalom, Klal Yisrael is beautiful, and we have to live, and we have to enjoy this world, but not to put chashivas in any of it. You want to enjoy, of course, you have Baruch Shem, you have Hashem gives, and we should enjoy the world, but like, not to put chashivas, this is what we're running after, and this is what where our world is, and that's maybe what Yom Kippur is reminding me. Yom Kippur is going to give me this tremendous aura. We're going to go through this aura of Yom Kippur. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be an aura of Shabbos Shabbason, an aura of Yom Echad. But I have to walk away with something and decide I want more of that. I want more of that aura. And that aura is Kulo Ruchni. What we're going to feel on Yom Kippur, which no other day we feel it. When we're going to feel that on Yom Kippur, when we're going to feel it in Ilah, when you're going to feel Kol Nidre, when they bring out the Sefer Torah, what we're going to feel, it's the greatest, most special feeling. What you feel when it's Mari Koyen, what we feel when we're going through all the different tefillahs, the void of the Koyen Gadol, all the beautiful tefillahs of Yom Kippur, what we feel, that Argosha, that you don't feel it any other time of the year. Nothing, everything else pales in comparison. That's Ruchnis, the Kedusha. So I realized that enough with running after Taiva, and enough with running after Gashmis. Take our shoes off. Take our shoes off all year long. Take the lesson of Yom Kippur. Take our shoes off all year long. Get rid of that Taiva of our life. Realize where the good stuff is. Stop selling yourself short. That's what I have to walk away with. I have to think about it, and I should contemplate. The Rebbe Rashab said, Matzah Yom Kippur, after Yeshuva. You know what we do? Let's go through this day. Let's appreciate the Or. And Matzah Yom Kippur, sit down and think, how is this year? Now is when I should be thinking. How is this upcoming year going to be different now? I felt it. I know what it is. How am I going to make sure to abstain a little bit more from the gashmias and taiv of this world? What am I going to do? What am I going to put into my life to appreciate ruchnias the way I just had this chus to do? Pull it into the year. Pull it with me. Make a change. You know, there was once... There was once a Yid. A very special Yid who... He was a porter. He would, for a living, he'd like move things for people. Again, this is back in Europe, years and years and years ago, hundreds of years ago. And all day long, he'd be moving things for people. That was his parnasa. And he had a young son, a little boy, 7, 8 years old, who would help him. And they'd start their day very, very early in the morning so they could earn enough parnasa. And they'd daven mamish vasikin every day together. And then they'd go home and they'd eat a big breakfast because that was basically the main meal. They were working all day till they ate when they came home. And that was their life. It was a life. It was a simple life, but it was a beautiful life. And it was in the summer one day, and they get up like they did at the crack of dawn, and they go to daven. And after davening, the son was always excited to have breakfast with his father, and his father turns him, no, today, we're not eating today. It was a fast day. It was a young Titus. Chayes the Shiva Thomas, probably, right? He says, sorry, we're not eating today. We're going to go through the day without eating. And kachave, but they go through the day, and they're working, and the son's starving all day. Mama's stomach's growling. He's young and he's so hungry. And each day, he actually, even though it was hard work, he enjoyed working with his father. It was his father. This day, he didn't eat that morning. He was mama's starving all day. It was the most painful day. It's hot. And he was mama's, it was the most biggest burden the whole day until he finally, the day was over. He got to eat finally. Okay. And goes to sleep. And the next morning, early in the morning, his father wakes him up. And usually he'd jump out of bed and he was always excited. He's Gaber Kari. And the next day, the son looks at the father and turns over and says, I'm not getting out of bed. I'm not coming. His father's like, what do you mean? You always come with me. You work with me. That's what we do. He said, no, I'm not. I can't do it. I'm not. The father's like, what's wrong? What are you afraid? What's the problem? What changed? What happened? He says, yesterday was so miserable. It was so terrible. I can't do that. It was a horrible day. Tati, I can't do it. I'm not doing it. I can't come. And his father said, my son, don't you get it? Don't you get it? Yesterday is not today. Yesterday is not today. Now, obviously, he was talking about yesterday was a fast day. It's not a fast day. Don't worry with it, but yesterday is not today. You know, we have this chus we're about to go through Yom Kippur. And if we're going to have that opportunity of Shabbos, opportunity of an Or to be uplifted in this light that all the other Yom Tovim are chol compared to, the Yom Echad, the day we're going to remove our shoes and get rid of all taiva and feel the beautiful Kedusha of being one with Hashem. So then after that, the next day can't be like yesterday. Yeah, we're going to, just to go through it is awesome. But let's make sure we keep it with us. Let's make sure it's a different tomorrow. Let's make sure it's uplifting in a way that's life-altering. That I taste it and I feel it, I want that always. And I'm going to take off my shoes and keep them off. And through that, we'll be zoich each and every one of us to a good bench yor, a year of simcha, a year of bracha, gemar chasim a taiva full of reshfuos, full of yeshuos, full of shefa from the Rabbeinu Shalom, Kirvus Elokim, and Bez Hashem, the ultimate gula, with Mashiach Zakenu, Bimhera B'Yamin.